Blog Talk Radio.
There is God. He is alive and well, and he reigns supreme over everything. He is the God of all flesh. He is the God that created everything by the word of his power. And so we give God praise, and we give God honor, and we give God glory. Somebody raise up a praise and shake this place real quick. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. The song says,
there is love that is like no other. There is strength that'll pull you through. There is God standing in your corner. There is nothing, nothing he cannot do. There is grace that has no measure. There is mercy that has no end. There is life for you. There is joy and pleasure. There is God. He's your closest friend. Everybody say,
welcoming each of you to the Blog Talk Radio Show for the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. It is Tuesday, June the 6th, 2023. It's almost halfway through the year, and we're just so excited about what God is doing with the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Did you know that the Next Chapter Widows Ministry is encourages widows and helps them heal in the years after the loss of their husbands? Nearly 700,000 women lose their husband each year. What a traumatic and even scary feeling a new widow can experience. So many questions. Premarital counseling never prepared you for the lonely nights, the heartaches, and the many decisions that you would have to make. It doesn't matter whether your marriage was long or short. It doesn't matter whether the loss was from a long illness or an unexpected accident, or how much money is in the bank or not in the bank. What matters is that the person that you married, shared secrets with, made love with, laughed with, and even was angry with, and a host of other scenarios, is no longer here. So what we at The Next Chapter strives to do is to provide a unique connection with other widows who really understand why his clothes are still in the closet, who understands that his name is still on the bank account, or why grocery shopping is difficult. Widows are loved by God. God has a special plan to care for each one of you. Our theme scripture is 1 Timothy 5:3, which says, honor widows that are widows indeed. So what we here at The Next Chapter Widows Ministry do is we want to encourage you. That's why we do our weekly talk shows every Tuesday evening at 10 p.m. And if you know someone that's struggling with the loss of their husband, we encourage you and then we invite you to join in with us each Tuesday evening. I am Sheila Coley. I am standing in for our wonderful director, Mary Hollis. I am I bail her out every now and then, give her some vacation time. And so that's what I'm doing this evening. But I have a few things I do want to share with you. I want to remind you, last week we talked about cleaning up, decluttering, and organizing. So I don't know if you had a chance to listen to last week's talk, but if you did, I want to ask you, just mention, think about this. Did you actually clean up a room or a drawer or closet or the shoes in your closet? Just think about it. From time to time, you want to just say, you know, maybe I don't really need this. Maybe I could share this one with someone. So make a difference. It may not be that you're quite ready to move in your husband's things, but maybe you can clean out the refrigerator, anything that you can do. So that's what we talked about last week. This week we want to talk about something a little bit different. It doesn't really have to do with cleaning up your house or organizing or decluttering. It has to do with now that you are here, what do you do? The Next Chapter Widows Ministry by name is called The Next Chapter. And a lot of widows have said, you know, I'm not ready to move to the next chapter. I don't really know what I'm supposed to do. My husband and I, we did everything together. Or I'm just not sure that I want to go somewhere by myself, and I don't know what to do. Well, Rick Warren, he wrote a book that was called The Purpose-Driven Life. And he reminds you that you're not an accident. Even before the universe was created, God had you in mind. He had planned you for his purposes. Now, these purposes will extend far beyond the few years you will spend on earth. You were actually made to last forever. So oftentimes, we decide that this is how our life is going to be. I remember being in school, high school, college, and says, okay, I'm going to get married in this year, and I'm going to have A kid and B kid, and I'm going to live in this house, and I'm going to drive this kind of car, and at this point, I'm going to do this, and we just kind of map everything out, and then life happens, and all of the unexpected things happen. And so how do we find our purpose when it seems like it changed? You may have planned to be married, and you talked about what you were going to do on your 25th wedding anniversary or your 50th wedding, and what were you going to do when the kids grew up. Whatever your plans are, things took a change. So self-help books often suggest that you try to discover the meaning and purpose of your life by looking within yourself. But that's really the wrong place to look, because inside yourself, there are no answers inside. The answer is with your creator. The answer is with God. And his reasons for creating you. There's a passage of scripture in the book of Psalms that says he knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. And I think about how old I am. I was like, boy, that's a long time ago. It's kind of crazy to be thinking about God was forming me in my mother's womb, but that's what we believe. And so you were made by God and you were made for God. And until you really understand that, life will never make sense. We're always trying to make sense of it. Lord, I don't understand. Lord, show me. Lord, help me to grasp what these concepts are about. But once we realize that, hey, you know, we were designed for God's purpose and not for our own, then we can start to gain some clarity. So what the purpose-driven book does, and if you don't have a copy, it's been around for quite a few years, but it still has some very good information in it. And what that book will do is it will help you understand why you're alive and God's amazing plan for you, both here and now and also for all eternity. There is like a 40-day spiritual journey that you could actually take if that's something that interests you. And if you do it, it will transform your life. And it answers that important question, what am I on earth for? So knowing God's purpose for creating you will reduce your stress. Think about it. When you kind of know why you're here, it's almost like when you're raising children. When you're raising your children according to God's purpose for their life versus what your purpose is, raising tends to be a little bit less stressful. Also, when you get to understand your purpose, it helps you focus on your energy. You ever said, I am so overwhelmed, I'm tired, I'm exhausted? Well, God gives you grace to do what he has called you to do. So if you're feeling a little overwhelmed, a little stressed, it could just potentially be that you're doing some things that's outside what God has called you to do. Maybe you're doing them because somebody asked you to do them. Maybe you're doing it because you see a need that needs to be met and nobody else is stepping up fast enough for you, so you volunteer. But you want to be sure that you're doing what it is that God has called you to do. It will also simplify some of the decisions that you have to make. You know, after the loss of your spouse, there are so many decisions, and what do you do? But if you just take a few minutes and you recalibrate, you sit down and you reassess and you see, hey, this is how much time I have. These are my goals. These are the things that I have to do. These are things I want to do. And those things will give meaning to your life. And most important, it helps prepare you for all eternity. So make a list. Now make a list of all of those things that you believe that God has given you to do. And then you can make a list of those things that you know you just kind of want to do. Take a log of how your day has gone. One of the good ways to do is, and I've done this several times before, it really shows me how much time I waste. But I make a list of, I take a calendar and I have all 24 hours written in there, and I write what I do every hour of the day. So now I get to see how long I was playing computer games. I get to see how long I was on the phone talking about much of nothing. I get to see how much time I spent in the grocery store. And so when we're looking at, it was January 1, and we didn't maybe have New Year's resolutions, but we had things that we kind of wanted to do this year. And now we're about halfway through the year. This is our midway point. Good time to evaluate your purpose, your time, your emotions, your feelings, and say, this is where I was when the year was coming in. And this is where I am now. Am I making the progress I need to be making? Am I happy with the progress? Do I need accountability partner? Do I need a coach? Do I need counseling? What do I really need? Am I journaling? Am I keeping track of what God is doing for me? Am I keeping a praise journal, not just a prayer journal, Lord help me, Lord give me, but this is where I saw you working in my life this past week, God, and I just thank you. Because back in March, this is something I was praying for, and I'm no longer praying for that. So being clear on where our purpose is, your purpose is usually aligns up with your giftedness. So, you know, sometimes churches have offered a spiritual gifts class. If you haven't taken one of those classes, you can do that, or you can go online, and they have quizzes or questionnaires that you can actually complete online. And then you would know where your giftedness is, and are the things that you're doing aligning with your gift? Are they aligning with your talents? Or are they just things that you're doing? And one way you will know is when you're working your gifts and when you're working in your anointing, they energize you and they revive you. You never really get tired. It's like, oh, my gosh, you could wake me up in the middle of the night. And I'm fine if you're asking me to give a financial presentation, if you're asking me to review somebody's financial portfolio or talk about taxes. I'm in my giftedness. And so I love it. I never get tired, never, ever get tired. I can do it all day long. But then I have certain talents, like organization skills, which I talked about last week. Well, I know how to do those things, but it wears me out. So if I spend all day doing it, I'm just exhausted. So think about how you order your time. There are some things you do that's in your giftedness. Like some people sing in the choir, they can sing all 2-3 services, and they're fine. Other people, they sing well, and so therefore they sing, but it's not in that giftedness. So after about one service, they say, ooh, I don't want to do this anymore. Examine your time, examine how you spend your time, and say, am I actually functioning within my purpose? So one of the questions I want to ask, and you can make some notes and write this down, but one of the questions you can ask yourself is, what do you think you're here for? Just ask yourself, you know, what do you think you're here for? Because there's a time we might have thought we were here for our husbands, we were here for our children, but when the children grow up, the husband is no longer here, we have to redefine that purpose. And you have already acknowledged that you're not an accident. So if you're not an accident, then you're still here for some reason. So you have to take a deeper dive into what it was, what reason that you were actually here. So know this, you were planned for God's pleasure. I mean, that should put a smile on your face. When I just think about, I was created for God's pleasure. How can I please you, Lord? How can I grow your kingdom? What can I do to make you smile, God? And so you're starting to think about, hey, what can I do? Worship. Worship is one of the things that I know puts a smile on God's face. So in all that I do, my tears are the act of worship. My business that I run is an act of worship. Something else that's an act of worship that took me a long time to accept is washing clothes and washing dishes and vacuuming the floors. Those are acts of worship. I mean, I am giving honor to God for that which he has provided me, and I am a good steward of those resources, of those things, of those assets, and I'm worshiping him. I'm thanking him. I'm praising him for what he has done for me. Next thing I want you to think about is you were formed for God's family. So we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. Each one of you are my sister in Christ. You're my spiritual sister. So when one woman loses her husband, then another woman who have already lost their husband, that's not only just a sister widow, but that's your sister in Christ. So how can you serve them? How can you love on them? How can you care for them? What experiences did you have that you don't want nobody else? Can you do for them that nobody did for you? That will help you with forgiveness. It will help you with bitterness. It will help you with self-doubt. So think about who has God placed in your life that he is requiring you to disciple them through that grief. Because there is somebody that I'm sure he has placed, whether it's in your community, on your job, in your family, or even in your church. The other thing is, you are created to become like Christ. That's a job all by itself, to be more like Christ. It takes work to be more like Christ. We want to have the mind of Christ. We want to have the attitude of Christ. We want to love God, but we also want to love his people as God loves them. You are also shaped for serving God. So how can you serve God? Some of us serve God in the church, but many of us serve him in our homes. We can serve them in our communities. You can serve them on your job. One of my experiences lately has been being in stores and being in places where customer service, I think, is not quite what I think it should be sometimes. And I was like, wow, if everybody here that loved God worked, rang up my groceries, greeted me at the bank, when I call the 1-800 number, whoever answered the other phone, if they were actually Christians and they did what they could to serve me, how much wonderful would it be to make these experiences? Wherever God is placing you, just realize that you are shaped for serving God, because sometimes you are the only Jesus that people will actually ever come to know. And then finally, one of your purposes were you were made for a mission. You were made to share your story. We have a book called A Widow's Touch. Some of you have actually contributed to it, and others you get a chance to contribute to the book in our next one that comes out. But you can write your story. You can write your story where you tell people about your journey through grief, your journey through an illness, your journey through the loss of your spouse, the loss of another family member, unemployment, a financial crisis. Be able to put your story in words that will allow people to encourage you, and it will help you become what Rick Warren, in his book, calls a world-class Christian. When you just share your life message, it also helps you to live with purpose. It helps you to understand that, you know what, there was a scripture in the Bible where Paul says, count it all joy, even when life doesn't go the way you would have hoped it to go. So I want to encourage you to be encouraged, to stay encouraged, and then to take that encouragement, let your cup overflow with it, and then encourage others. So every Tuesday evening at 10 p.m., we're here to encourage you. Hopefully there was something in this message that did encourage you, that did make you say, okay, you know, it is tough. Yes, it is. But even though the way I wanted it to go or I expected it to go, I am still here. I am willing to turn that page to the next chapter in my life. I have been fearfully and wonderfully created by God. And what I am going to do is I'm going to be all that God has called me to be, and I'm going to live a life full of purpose. So I do have a couple announcements before we end, though, a couple announcements. The first announcement is that we are having our Father's Day event on June the 17th at Mary's Place. That'll be 9 in the morning. If you don't have Mary's information, give her a call. If you don't have her number, you can go to our website. Our website is Next Chapter Widows. And you can get information in order to reach her for that. So we have our Father's Day breakfast. We do this annually. It's an opportunity for us to get together and share something about your husbands if you like. And our next announcement, final announcement is we'll be celebrating our 20th anniversary. Imagine that, 20 years. 20 years ago, Mary and I came together and saw a need. So on September the 16th, we will be celebrating 20 years, and that information is on our website as well. So I just want to say thank you so much for joining us. I do want you to come back. Mary should be back next week. I know you all are so glad that when Mary is here. But she does get to take a break every now and then. So thank you so very much for joining in. We'll see you on next week. And in the meantime, we want you to stay blessed. We love you so, so very much. And we're going to end with Fred Hammond, who says, I will trust.
I could do it on my own, but all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a Savior who turned me around, and he placed his love on me, and I will trust him, yeah, till my last heartbeat. Trust in every possession, but in the end, won't bring them through. Understanding,
with my whole heart,
here's what I do.